What up, people? It's your boy, the host with the most, and I do not brag or boast. I'm coming to you live from coast to coast. It's your boy. I'm Chris the Dom One, and welcome to the I'm Chris the Dom One podcast. Today, we're going to have a very deep episode, okay? Have a very deep episode, very thoughtful, and this episode, a lot of people can learn from this episode. And basically, what I'm referring to is the recent current event placing Kwame Brown, as well as two other guys who used to be friends of Kwame Brown, and now these two friends and Kwame Brown are no more. Their friendship has deteriorated. They used to do content among themselves and with their platforms on YouTube. And if you listen to either Kwame Brown's side of the story, or if you listen to the other two gentlemen's side of the story on why they are no more, why they're no longer friends, you know, everybody is pointing fingers. The two guys are pointing at Kwame Brown, implicating him as far as him basically talking about their family or talking about them. And if you listen to Kwame Brown's side of the story, he's basically implying that one of the gentlemen backstabbed him and was jealous of him and just did not want it to apparently Kwame Brown talk to him behind closed doors and say, hey, look, a lot of things that you're doing on your platform, I just can't agree to and co-sign on. So I would appreciate if you do not include my platform or my good name. If you want to go that way as far as your content goes, that's fine. Just don't include me in it when it comes to clicks and views. And this gentleman got upset about that. And after 24 hours, folks, there's a lot of things you can do in 24 hours. A lot of things you can do in 24 hours. You can sit back and reflect. You can try to understand the other person's side of the story. Or you can just respect the person and just do your thing. There's a multitude of ways you could have handled this situation. But unfortunately, this brother decided to go on a negative promotional tour. And now his content is negative towards Kwame Brown. He talks about Kwame Brown, talks about his mother, talks about his brother, talks about his family. Now, apparently, he says that he would urinate on Kwame Brown's mother's grave. I mean, he's just saying a lot of crazy stuff. He's also went on a lot of other content provider shows, and these same content providers have had issues with Kwame Brown. Now he's co-signing with these content creators. And he just, every time Kwame Brown goes live, he decides to go live. All right. And as far as the other brother, I feel like more than likely he's stuck. He's, you know, he said his piece. I believe he moved on. He hasn't made a flurry of negative content towards Kwame Brown. He just spoke his feelings and spoke his side of the story, and that's that. And looking at this situation at an arm length distance, by the way, I do not want to be involved in this situation. I do want to be involved in, can you learn from this situation? And there is a difference. You know, everyone on YouTube is making videos and everyone that has a podcast is talking about this. And basically, no matter which side of the coin you are for, there's some people out there that's for Kwame Brown. There are also people out there for this individual. And saying things of, and stating their facts and their opinions and basically saying, well, if I was in this type of situation, I would do this, I would do that, you know, vice versa. I want to do something different. I feel like you can learn from this decision. And there's a lot of things you can pull out of this decision that I feel like a lot of people are not aware, do not understand, or not necessarily just in this situation. And what I'm referring to is, and I remember doing an episode about this, about the situation with Joe Budden and Rory and Maul. Even though I can co-sign with Rory and Maul how they feel towards Joe Budden, and even though I can co-sign to Joe Budden on how he feels about Rory and Maul, the one word that kept floating around in that situation, that is pretty much floating around in this situation, is friends and family. And you're utilizing those definitions, those words, into your beef or your displeasure. And it doesn't matter if you have a podcast or a YouTube channel. And I look at those things and I go, your friends and family should be separated from what separates you from your success as far as your platform. Let's just say your friends and family should be separated from your platform. I don't think you should include your friends and family to your platform. Like, I don't feel like you should work with your friends and family. If you're the boss, you want to hire the most qualified people to run your business or to run your platform. You don't necessarily have to hire people for your platform or for your brand because they have a relationship with you. They have a tie with you. I feel like you should hire the most qualified person that can take your brand and take your platform to the next level, to the next degree. If it just so happens that person knows you or is related to you, fine. But 9 times out of 10, in situations like this, we think with our heart and not necessarily with our brain. When we try to level up or collaborate or to build a brand or to build a platform, we tend to allow people that have a relationship with us, which is our friends and family. And then when the money starts flowing in, when the platform and then the brand gets better, gets bigger and better, and now there's more eyeballs on that platform and that brand, there's more money to make, there's more money to lose, now we start thinking seriously and start thinking deeply into what can make this brand better. And the people that are in line as far as making or breaking you happen to be your friend or your family, who is not necessarily qualified to take it to the next level, who is not necessarily patient enough to allow someone to come in and take it to the next level, who who's not fully aware or fully not understanding on, okay, obviously I'm not qualified to take it to this level. We should hire somebody that can take it to this level. Sometimes your friends and family can be the crutch. It can be a gift and it can be a curse. But sometimes it can be a crutch. And I feel like that's what's going on with this situation as far as Rory and Maul and Joe Budden. I feel like ultimately, if Joe Budden feels that his brand, his platform, in order for it to go where he wants it to go, he has to hire the most qualified people that's going to take it there. And sometimes those people do not see eye to eye to the status quo that's in your group, that's affiliated to you, who happen to be your friend and family. The only reason why they got the job in the first place, the only reason why they're in this circle, is because they know you. It's not the fact that they are the most qualified, they're the most educated, they're the most experienced. It's just the simple fact of they know you. And I feel like that's what's going on with Kwame Brown and this other individual. I feel like if you look at, and the funny thing about YouTube is you can go to someone's channel, and you can go all the way back to their first video, all the way to the end of their video, which is not technically the end, it's just the latest video that they just uploaded a couple of days ago or a week ago or a couple of weeks ago. You can see where they was figuring it out, trying to find an angle, figuring it out, collaborating with someone that as of right now is on a roll, blowing up. Here comes the views, here comes the subscribers, here comes the support. I'm gonna eat off of your success. And then the moment you cut it off or they cut you off, now the struggle is real. Struggle's real. Some people cannot handle ups. Some people cannot handle ups and downs. Some people actually think when you're riding high, you're riding high. But the moment that, and sometimes you ride high off of somebody's collaboration. But when the moment when someone wants to collaborate with someone else or wants to take their platform to another stratosphere and they feel like collaborating with you is not going to get them anywhere anytime soon, some people can't handle rejection, particularly in business. Most people, if they're talented enough, if they're savvy enough, would say to themselves, you know what? I've been through the good and through the bad. Yes, me and your content is not relatable. Yes, we do not see eye to eye. I'm going somewhere completely different to where you're going. I need to move on. I'm willing to take the risk. If I feel like the direction I'm going is I can find my own lane, I can ride my own wave, I can do my own thing, this is where I want to go. Some people take those moments where you have to defend for yourself. You're no longer in the circle. You're no longer protected from someone else's success, for someone else's way. Now you have to do your own thing. Some people can't handle that. Some people cannot handle that. And that's what's going on in this situation. Kwame Brown wants to elevate somewhere else. You want to go to another stratosphere. Obviously, your content and his content is not relatable. It's time to leave the nest, young man. It's time to leave the nest of safety. Where, when you was kicking it with Kwame Brown, you was getting tons of views, getting tons of support, getting tons of subscribers. Now your message is different from Kwame Brown. And now he just, you consider it as rejection. Some people can't handle taking it to the next level. Some people worry about the rejection instead of the opportunity. And it's very true in dating. If you break up with some female, or if a female breaks up with you, the person that is breaking up with you has already moved on, or in the process of moving on. However, you let your emotions dictate your feelings, dictate your position. You're not aware of this. You was not prepared for this. It takes you totally off shock. You're not understanding. And the first thing you do is attack that individual. You start talking about that individual to the bone, saying this is not a good person. This is not a good woman. This is not a good man. You know, the same woman or good man you say that is not good, you used to be in a relationship with that person. What that says about you. If she's not good for anybody else, then why was she good for you? If he's not good for you, why would you worry about him being in a relationship with someone else? Rejection, I feel like people process rejection and they have the wrong interpretation for it. Rejection is a challenge, folks. Rejection is an opportunity to spread your wings. Ultimately, that's what rejection is. Sometimes in life, sometimes you have to get in process to get on the horse. And then once you get on the horse, there's a couple of bumps along the way. The horse might knock you over. But then guess what? You fall to the ground. Guess what you do? You get right back up onto that horse. That's what life is. That's what life is. So yes, we can learn from this Kwame Brown situation. I feel like ultimately, a week from now, a month from now, a couple of months from now, 6 months from now, maybe a year from now, this all blows over. But guess what the end result is? Kwame Brown is still going to do his own thing. But what about you, good sir? Are you going to do your own thing? Or are you still going to be still crying, still bashing him, still saying he's not a good person, which you collaborate with that bad person? What does that say about your character? What does that say about your judgment? Or you're going to take this, grab it by the horns, take this challenge, accept it, grab it by the horns, and move on. There's only two ways this is going to work. Either you're going to be successful with your decision, or you're going to be like the majority of us and take a step back, fall down. But then what do you do when you fall down or take a step back? You get right back into the swing of things. So that's what I take from this situation. I have seen people, and it doesn't matter what platform you go to, that hate rejection, can't stand nor tolerate rejection. And they just, it just eats at them. They start being paranoid. They start being confused. They start thinking about what could have been. So what is it going to do for you? And I ask that not only to him, but to all of y'all. What are you going to do? Every action has a counteraction. They have plans. You should have plans. And that's how you should look at things. Well, that's all I got for today. We are consistently uploading episodes. The listens have went down, folks. The listens have went down. I'm going to start doing something different, and we're going to talk a little bit more about it a little bit later on this week. It's your boy, the host with the most. I'm up out of here. Outro, folks.